everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your day and your week. My name is Chris. I am one of your hosts, and I'm, of course, joined, as always, by the better host, my wife, Christy. How are you doing today, Christy?
Doing good.
Doing good. Are you having a good day today? Feeling good? Having a great week?
Yeah, I'm all well. From last week, I wasn't well.
Yeah, you're feeling better.
Whatever it was, it's gone. So that's good.
That's great news.
And I'm doing good. I am a little surprised at strawberry selection right now. It's off the wall, just something random.
That is very random and very off the wall. However,
I'm breaking into the what's new already.
I guess so.
That's not what I was going to talk about for what's new.
Hey, but it's what's on your heart. Strawberries.
Strawberries have been the talk of the day with me and Emma, now with me and you.
I can't wait to talk about strawberries, to be honest.
Strawberries are on sale at Kroger, so what do you do when strawberries on sale? You buy 4 containers.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
But when you're having a delivery person pick out your strawberries, you just don't ever know what you're going to get. And probably 3 containers out of my 4 strawberries were underripe. And I've Googled it, and it says once they're picked off the vine, there's no ripening them. So I'm stuck with all these unripened strawberries, and I'm very disappointed in it. Because Emma eats strawberries for lunch.
Yeah.
And so I went to Walmart after we came home, and I went to Walmart because I thought they have good strawberries normally. No strawberries in Walmart. None. So I had to decide to get raspberries.
Oh, no.
And I don't like raspberries. But Image got 2 containers, so we're just going to deal with what we got. But that's a very random and straight to it kind of moment. But, yeah, so strawberries.
Okay. All right. Very good, Tina. Well, I guess we are starting our podcast today with what's new. Mm-hmm. So this part of this podcast where we talk about what's new, what's happening in our world. Since the last time we did the podcast, strawberries are the first topic of conversation. I really don't know where we go from there. I mean, that's probably the top of the mountain today.
No, probably not. I've got something else that's excited me.
Really?
That's made me a little excited.
Okay. Well, I'll let you go with that in a second. I'm a little tired today, yes. if I'm completely honest. Mm-hmm. I unexpectedly ended up speaking at church today. Mm-hmm. Wasn't on the plan, wasn't on the schedule. Fun fact, I'm actually scheduled to speak next week.
Yeah.
But ended up speaking this week, too. I don't know if that's going to change anything for next week or not. But Pastor Wesley had the flu.
Has the flu.
He's been running a super high fever. Mm-hmm. And I got to speak today. I'm feeling tired.
Yeah.
We do 3 services on a Sunday, and it's a lot.
But you got some coffee.
You did make me some coffee, and I appreciate that.
In a cool cup.
Yeah.
It says, why not?
Why not?
Just pulled it out of the cupboard. I watched a lady today that's talked about not today. I watched her this week on a reel mentioning coffee cups. Made me think of this. And she talked about how do you know if you have too many coffee cups or too many mugs in your house.
Okay.
And she said to open up your cabinet, and if it's overflowing, like it's about to spit out coffee cups, then you need to purge. And get rid of coffee cups.
Well, I feel like we're there.
And she said a lot of times people save coffee cups for sentimental reasons. And she said, if you're keeping coffee cups for sentimental reasons or from, like, visiting states or whatever, she said to take your coffee cups that are sentimental and put them in different rooms in the house and keep them, like, for a pen holder or little knickknacks or around, put plants or something to use them, make them usable and not just store it up in the cabinet if they're a sentimental reason. If not, then get rid of them and only keep enough for however many's in your house.
I think we have I think we have some coffee cups that I would say are sentimental, But then we have some cups. I tell you the biggest disappointment of a coffee cup that I have. I got it last year on vacation. I got it at the Blueberry, what's that, the Blueberry Cafe?
Grill.
Mm-hmm. And
it's so little.
It is very little. It felt like the one in the restaurant was a lot bigger, and the one that I bought was little. It doesn't hardly hold any coffee.
It's so tiny. It's a small one.
So that's probably my biggest disappointment of a coffee cup.
I threw away a coffee cup the other day.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
I'm afraid to tell you.
Well, now I got to know. What coffee cup was it?
You may get mad.
Well, I don't know that it's missing at this point. How long ago did you throw it away?
Last week? Or a week or so ago?
Okay. Which one is it?
So, every now and then, my dishwasher, I just get something on some of my glasses and
here's some of my favorites. So let me just.
You didn't tell me why. I was telling you why I was throwing it away.
All right, don't tell me which one. Okay. Tell me why, and then let me guess a couple of them.
Okay.
And then
if it's your favorite, I am not going to name it.
No, you. I mean, I got to know.
No. If you I name won't be it. Mad. So
we've got plenty of coffee cups.
Oh, yeah. So every now and then, like if I wash something with spaghetti or something,
yeah,
I rinse off all my plates, but sometimes the dishwasher just doesn't do its job. And I got something on this particular coffee cup, and it didn't matter if I washed it, double washed it, because a lot of times if it's dirty in the dishwasher, I'll just put it back in the dishwasher, you know, rewash it, and hopefully next cycle it'll clean it. You know, that's the way it works. Well, it got to the point to where I was like, you know what? This coffee cup, it's not worth the hassle.
Okay.
So, I chunked it in the trash can.
All right. So, let me name a couple of cups that I think I wouldn't be mad about any coffee cup. I'm not emotionally attached to any coffee cup enough to be mad about it. But I will tell you the ones that I look for when I go into the cabinet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Chris cup. The one that has my name on it.
Do you have a Chris cup?
Yeah, it's the white one that's like all the... It has like the weird, the scribbly
the
writing.
Ray Dunn? The white one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, okay.
Is it that one?
I try to save that one.
Okay. There's another one that I really like. It's a North Pole one. It's a little bit taller than the rest of them, and it's got the North Pole
that's
on it.
That's so weird you like that one. I think Mama got us
A little bit. It's a little bit bigger of a coffee cup and mm-hmm. put more in it.
Nope, not that one.
Okay. There's a one that's, it's also white, but it has a gray L on it. It's a little bit bigger coffee cup.
No, it's not that one either.
The sentimental ones are probably the only sentimental coffee cups, I think, are probably the ones that Lily's gotten us.
Okay.
The Lots About Something one.
No, I wouldn't throw that one away either.
One of the Papa Bear, there's two Papa Bear coffee cups.
Okay, so we might be good. Okay.
The other one I like is the Cambodia one. That must be it.
No, I didn't need either.
It's like a Starbucks Cambodia.
I know what you're talking about. No, I hadn't thrown that one
I like yet. To use that one because it's a little bit
okay.
bigger cup.
Okay. All right, we're good.
Well,
it must not be as sentimental as I thought it was.
Which one is it? Which one is it?
You drink out it quite a bit. I think you bought it for me when you went out of town.
Oh, the Boston Cup? Yeah. That probably, all right, in the grand scheme of it all, that probably is my favorite coffee cup.
No, it's not.
It probably is my favorite coffee cup. But we threw it away, huh?
I threw it away.
Yeah.
I couldn't. It just.
I did buy it. It's when we went on our Boston trip. I did buy it for you, and you never used it, so I just always used it.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
It was that one. You hadn't missed it, though, or asked where it's been.
No,
so.
I really hadn't.
Yeah, I just... If something's... I can't get clean, or it's just, like, really yucky, it just gets thrown in the trash can. I just don't care that much about it. So, yeah, so that happened.
Okay. All right, I can live with that. No. That's not a...
But, yeah, the lady had said to get rid of some stuff or utilize your coffee cups around your house. Toothbrush holders, you know, wherever you hold stuff at, put them around your house for sentimental reasons. So I thought that was might be a little nugget for somebody.
I would say it seems like if you can use a coffee cup for a toothbrush holder, you probably just need to get rid of that coffee cup.
But it, you may look at it and it remind you of a whatever.
You also may be a hoarder.
Oh, for sure. I mean, there's a lot of coffee cups.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people, you know, we talk about what people
I think if coffee
collect
cups,
all the time.
If coffee cups could fit into a kitchen drawer, you would have a drawer full of them. Because you love to put stuff in a kitchen drawer.
Oh, no. The kitchen drawers aren't big enough. That's why we put them
That's
in the
cabinet.
That's
what I'm saying. If you could. Like, if you had a kitchen drawer big enough to put coffee cups.
Well, we do have kitchen drawers. I have kitchen cabinets.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where they are.
All right.
We could start storing them in the pantry.
Wait, our pantry's full.
I know. I need to clean that out.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't think of anything else really majorly new in my world specifically.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have?
I've got something exciting.
Really?
You have done it and don't even realize it.
Hey!
No. When I say what it is, you're going to be like, yeah, whatever, Christy. So, y'all all know our lawn, our grass situation. You know, we have all this lawn equipment.
But I need that stuff.
We have all of it. It's all
and
in
Mr. Casey told me
it's all in the garage.
Mr. Casey told me that I deserve that equipment, and so it's okay.
So listen, so we don't have it yet, but we're gonna invest in another piece of lawn equipment. As of yesterday that you told me what we needed that you wanted to do.
I did.
And I said, well, we don't have one of those. You're going to have to get them.
What?
A rake.
Oh.
So yeah. You're going to go purchase us a rake.
I'm going to have to buy us a rake.
But that's not what's excited me. So if you were to look in our backyard, when you open up the curtains to the backyard, we have a field of purple flower weeds that have taken over our backyard. So I keep the curtain closed so I don't have to see it. Well, the weed people come by that there's different people that come by, but True Green is a weed killing service. And they have come by.
Oh, hold on. They're not a weed killing service. They're a lawn maintenance service, which I think would include weed killing. So I guess you are right.
Yeah.
You are right.
Okay. They come by and saw how bad our yard looked and put a little note on the door. And we have decided that we can't handle this on our own with all of our lawn equipment. And so we are going to pay them and they're going to come and get our grass and weeds and just everything taken care of to have a pretty lawn for the summer.
Well, we had, when we first moved into the house, we had True Green. Mm-hmm. And
did you tell them that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the yard looked pretty good. And then we didn't want to pay for it anymore. I didn't want to pay for it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had another guy, Mike, who did it for a couple years for us.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, they're not going to cut the grass. They're just going to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nope. And then I didn't want to pay him anymore.
Yeah.
And last year I decided I was going to do it. And I ended up paying Caleb, our nephew, to cut the grass.
Mm-hmm.
Planning on doing that again this year. Mm-hmm. That was a good investment.
Mm-hmm.
And gives him a little bit of money and keeps us from having to go outside and cut the grass.
Mm-hmm.
However, I will say we have to do a lot of stuff. We have to fill up the lawnmower, crank it up. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff that we have to do, but it's still, it works out. It works out in our favor, nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
But our weeds are,
they're just overtaken, y'all. They have overtaken the yard. And I was going to try to handle it. But as much money as it would cost me to try to handle it, and then it probably just put a Band-Aid over the catastrophe of weeds that have grown in the backyard. We're going to have professional weed killers come out and take care of it. So they're coming this week. I did ask Chris if I had to talk to them.
Yes, you do.
He was kidding. I don't think I have to speak to anybody. They won't know that I'm in the house. But I am excited to just see them take care of the grass. So that's exciting.
Yeah, for you kind of you. If that was one of those situations where you kind of slyly forced your way into that situation.
Me?
Yeah.
How did I do that?
Well, you just kind of kept talking about it over and over and over and over again.
Well, it worked. It needed to be done. I kept saying somebody's got to take care of it. I didn't want to do it by myself. So I'm excited to see the weed man coming and taking care of the backyard. We need to do a before picture, y'all. Y'all, I am not kidding. Take a before picture, and when it's all done, take an after picture.
So would you say that our yard, specifically the backyard...
It's the worst yard in the neighborhood.
Would you say that that's the number one reason you would want to move from our house?
Yes. The hill.
Yeah.
And the neighbor that lives behind me.
That neighbor said one thing to you one time and has never said anything ever again.
Mm-mm. You don't have to.
That's not even the same neighbor. Didn't they move?
Oh, no. It's them. Every time he's in the yard, I think stuff.
Think stuff? You should have listened to my message at church today at the very end.
I need to. I know the Lord's talking to me, but I still want to put weeds in his yard.
Is that when somebody preaches a message about you need to forgive people, is that the person you think about? And you're like, not today.
I ain't going to lie. When it says love your neighbors, I have a hard time. I have a hard time receiving it.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not just like your house neighbor. That's...
I do, but I take things very literal.
Okay.
Isn't that the word? Yeah, I'm a very literal person, I guess.
Okay.
So, anyway.
All right.
So, that's my what's new. I'm excited about that getting taken care of.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. Well, I've got a game for us. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm interested to see how this goes.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So, you know, Pastor Stephen, he's our student pastor at the church. He is infamous for asking strange, bizarre, thought-provoking questions. He does it all the time, and it's he always asks questions like that. You know, they're so off the wall, but it just kind of makes you think. Like he asked me a question about how long would it take me to build a house by myself the other day, and there's a lot of different intricate details to the question and a lot of different rules to the question. But it's just strange. Pastor Stephen's the one that got the Crystal Burger contest going.
Still regretting that one.
So it causes me in turn to sometimes think of things and I'll just post it in like a text thread. You know, I'll text him and ask him a strange question. So the other day, Emma was doing some homework and I was trying to help her a little bit. And the homework was you had to name every state. You had to name every state. Put, you know, where that state was.
You are not about to ask me that.
Yeah.
No, no.
And so I asked the question to the Vos, Stephen and Evan. I think Lauren was there. I think Jessica was there. Maybe Pastor was there. I can't remember. How many of the 50 states could you correctly identify on a map right now? I think I could do maybe 30. Maybe. How many do you think you could do?
10.
10? You can do more
no,
than
10. No, I cannot.
You can't do more
no,
than 10?
No, I cannot. I promise you. Looking at that right now.
All right.
There's only a couple I can name.
Well, let's try it.
I told you I'm not very good at this.
Let's try it.
Okay.
All right. So tell me So we're looking at a map. So I know this is podcast land. We're looking at a map. Mm-hmm. Tell me, what state do you think this is right
That's
here?
That's Florida.
Okay. You know what? Let me pull up another map here. Well, let me look at it on my phone. Because there's some, I mean, they're really, like, especially in the middle, there's a bunch of states that I don't think that I know. So we'll, where's my phone? I don't have it. Oh, here it is. Okay. I should have been more prepared. So you only think you can get 10 of these states?
Mm-hmm. I can name states, but picture in the pictures, I can. I hadn't been in school in a long time.
What? Okay.
Do you do this so it makes me look silly?
No. I knew that you would be hesitant of it, but I think you could do more.
You do history and stuff questions because you know I don't know.
No, I think you can do more than what you think. Mm-mm. I think you know more than what you think. Mm-mm. Okay. I will be honest. When I get to a state that I don't know, I'm going to tell you I don't know it. Mm-hmm. Okay? All right. So let's just do the Southeast that we know pretty well. What's this?
That's Florida.
Okay. What's this?
Georgia.
Yes.
And South Carolina.
And up here.
And North Carolina.
Okay. Then we go right beside Georgia.
Alabama.
Yes. And then, all right, so I want you to think about our drive to Texas. So right beside Alabama.
It's Louisiana.
Here, but right beside Alabama.
Mississippi.
Yes. And then.
Louisiana and Texas.
Louisiana, Texas.
Okay. And then up there by, above South Carolina is North Carolina, and to the left of that is Tennessee.
Very good.
And
okay.
That's about, and then I know over there at the far right, it's California. And up top up there is Washington.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know these two.
That's Hawaii.
Yes, and?
Alaska?
Yep.
Where's Alaska?
Well, Alaska's technically up here, but on this map.
I wouldn't have known.
On this map, it's here, and technically Hawaii's out here, mm-hmm. but they just kind of lump them together right here. Okay. All right, so though that alone is 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, very good.
It's more than that.
Is it?
Count again up Washington.
12, sorry.
Washington and California.
1, 2, 3, 4.
4. Texas.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Excuse mm-hmm. me, 13.
That, mm-hmm.
So 13. All right, here's the map. I don't know that I'm going to do much better than you. I mean, now that I'm sitting here.
I do know the far right up there, top, is Maine.
Yes. Okay, up here. Mm-hmm. Very good. Mm-hmm. I get very confused in these little states right here, like right below Maine. Massachusetts, this is where Dusky lives, right here, in this little gun-shaped state.
Are you going to do it, too? You're looking at all of them.
Yeah, I am going to do it. Okay.
Are you looking at them?
No. I only looked at those.
Cheater?
I'm not a cheater.
You're sitting there telling me what they are.
I will tell you if I had not looked at the map.
Well, I mean, if I was looking at the map and then when I was like, well, that's over
no,
here.
No, listen, if I had not looked at the map, I would not have been able to tell you that was Massachusetts. Okay. You ready?
What am I doing?
All right. I'm just going to tell you the ones that I think I know. And I'll be honest, I don't know that I know much more than what you know.
Oh, I mean, you've looked at the map already.
No, I haven't. I've only looked at what you've said, and what you've said already knew.
Okay, that doesn't matter to me.
Okay, all right. Florida, mm-hmm. Georgia, mm-hmm. South Carolina, mm-hmm. North Carolina, mm-hmm. Virginia, mm-hmm. West Virginia. Mm-hmm. Is this Pennsylvania?
Mm-hmm.
New York. Mm-hmm. And, of course, this is Maine. Mm-hmm. I don't know it any. I think this little one right here is Vermont. Is that true? The little bitty one?
No.
No? And let's see. New York. Is this Connecticut?
That's Vermont.
This is Vermont? Mm-hmm. Is this Connecticut? Right beside it?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So I don't know what any of those are. All right. So let me go back down here. So did I say Alabama already?
No.
Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, Alaska, Hawaii, California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, right here, right? Arizona.
No.
Arizona, right here?
No.
That's not Arizona? This is Arizona.
Yep.
Well, what is this?
Nevada.
Oh, Nevada. Man, I forgot about Nevada. Okay. Utah. Oklahoma. Is this Kansas? This is Kansas. I don't know if I know what is right above Kansas, but I believe these two are the Dakotas, North Dakota and South Dakota. And to the right of that is Michigan. No? What's to the right of that?
Where?
What's to the right of the Dakotas?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. What's to the left of the Dakotas?
Montana.
Oh, I should have known that from Yellowstone. And then what's below it? What's right here?
Wyoming.
And then right here?
Colorado.
Oh, okay.
New Mexico.
New Mexico. I know this is New York. I said that already. Pennsylvania. I don't know if I know any of the rest of these.
So when we went to Mexico and we went through Texas?
Yeah.
Is that where New Mexico is right there? Is that the Mexico we went to?
Well, we went down here to into Mexico. What, New Mexico is a state.
Yeah.
Mexico is another country.
Okay. Learn something new today. You should not do this to me.
I thought this would be very innocent, very...
You do something, Shomai.
I don't either. I don't either. I genuinely thought that you would know more than these. You did good. You knew more than what you thought you knew. And you also discovered that New Mexico was
not the Mexico I went to.
Yeah, that's a different.
Well, Mexico. It's very tricky because we had to go through Texas to get to there, and so I was just wondering if maybe that was it right there. I thought it was, and I thought we actually went to Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico is right here below Texas.
Yeah, so having a good old time. I know I'm going to hear it from some. So I know who I'm going to hear it from, Dusky and Glenn. Anyway, I bet they could, I bet Dusty could probably name every state on here. He's so smart.
That's pretty tough. I don't know how many I got, but I mean, there's a ton of states on here that I don't know what they are.
Now, if you were to have told me this prior,
and you studied,
and I could have looked over the map,
well, that yeah, that but that's
then I think
that,
I would have gotten more.
That's not the point of it.
But just off the wall, just do that. I just,
like, I remember in school having to do this, and I memorized where they were.
Right.
But I don't know where they are right now.
Right. I mean, it's easier when you study stuff. It's when it's.
Matter of fact, I don't know if he'll listen to the podcast this week. Timmer said he thought he could get 48 states right. I asked this question in small group Tuesday night. Timmer and Cuffem both said that they thought that they could get 48 of the states.
Oh, we need to put the map up and everybody print it off and see if y'all can guess it. See how smart y'all are.
Yeah.
Just being real out there, folks. Tina being real today.
Tina keeping it real.
Yep.
All right. Let's transition off of geography and states. Okay. Let's talk about some weird news. We hadn't done that in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Talk about some, catch up on some weird news items that's been happening around the world. Let's start with a really weird one here. at the border, there seemed to be an issue. And if you're not familiar with Weird News, we don't read the article. We just read the headlines and then make assessments about the situation from that. We don't really know the details. We'll just kind of make an assessment here. Here's the headline, caught at border with pythons in his pants. A New York man fined and sentenced to probation. What do you think about that, Tina? Why are you looking at me like that?
A thought go through my head.
Well, I think it should be noted that it's pythons.
There sure not was a python. Python. There sure yeah. was a python.
That's what they said. So pythons, actually, if you look right under that, it does give you a little subheading that federal prosecutors say a New York man admitted to smuggling 3 Burmese pythons in his pants through the U.S.
How do you do that? Are they little tiny pythons? Pythons are big.
They're pretty big snakes, right?
I don't know how you would smuggle pythons in your pants.
I don't either.
I mean, you'd have to wear some pretty big pants.
Yeah.
So they fit.
You'd wear some big old pants. Oh, man.
My size is too big.
Do you like wear them like as a belt? You think you wrap them around like a belt?
Well, they got to be squeezing everything. It can't take you too long. Oh. Is it the squeezing type of python?
I don't know exactly if it's the squeezing kind.
Okay.
Man. Oh.
Oh, this is so fun.
So, yeah, I don't know the details of the python, but evidently this man got in trouble. And I didn't know that you couldn't, I mean, in all fairness, I don't know that I would have known that you can't walk around with pythons in your pants. like, who knew that was against the law?
Who knew that would be an issue?
So true. So true. All right. Next news article.
This one going to be good?
I don't know that it's going to be this good, but I didn't expect that one to be this good either. Okay. Texas man is accused of putting antiques up his kilt covered butt. A lot of pants things going on here.
Up the butt.
So subtitle here, some of the items that the suspect allegedly contaminated included a makeup brush and an antique bottle opener. This Oh man, we lost Christy today. I wish I could see. Listen, you need to watch Christy on Spotify. If you don't normally do it, then she's lost it.
I keep thinking makeup brush, antique bottle opener, kilt covered butt. Just a minute.
Yeah, where's he putting it?
Because they're not really big articles of antiques. So I hope that's not what's happening here. But anyway,
okay,
that's what I'm thinking.
Well, Tina, if you like that one, it doesn't get any better. Okay?
Oh, boy.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
So, evidently, New York men are... they're having a procedure done. Okay? Again, I don't know all the details of this. But the article is... New York City men are paying plastic surgeons $5,000 for almond-shaped nipples like David Beckham's. It's a growing trend. So they're having basically surgeons shape their nipples like David Beckham's.
Well, that's not as funny to me as the other, but that's crazy to me that men are doing that.
It's pretty strange, isn't it?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I'm trying to calm myself down after all that.
All right.
That one's okay. That's kind of weird, but kind of like weird, like
okay,
silly.
This one, not as weird, but it is disappointing. U.S. man sues Powerball lottery after apparent $340 million jackpot win turns out to be a mistake.
Oh.
Can you imagine that?
How did they mistake it?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I think it was, let's see, they posted it on the website on accident, but it wasn't the correct numbers.
Oh.
And it was his numbers that they posted, the accidental numbers.
How sad would that be?
Yeah.
He sued him?
Yeah,
I wonder if he's going to get some money out of that. You think?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe so, Tina.
Well, that one's okay, too.
All right. You got a wow for us today?
Yeah. We did go voting yesterday with Lily.
Oh, yes. I meant to say, that's actually something I meant to say in my What's New, is we got to take Lily voting for the very first time.
Well, we took her when she first turned 18, right?
Yes.
But something was going on with being newly registered. She didn't get
registered in time, yeah.
So she didn't get to do that then. But yesterday she was able to, so that was
it was fun.
A fun time.
I did think it was weird that they did our state primary on a on a Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
It's a little strange. I wonder if it's a date and not a day. That must have been what it was.
We're not getting me on that. I have no idea. So.
All right.
So I've been doing a spouse devotion, praying for my husband, a spouse, kind of a spouse, me just doing a devotion.
Okay.
To help my spouse out. And the verse came from Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9 and 10. And it said, two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. And that's just kind of the verse that it was talking about. But some little nuggets I took away from the devotion that day was that no one knows our spouse's weaknesses and the burdens they bear better than their spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Some things that we don't need to do with our spouse can go either way. Husbands that are listening or wives that are. Don't hold things over their head. Instead, use them as opportunities to love and serve them well. When your spouse is weak is when the other spouse should share their strength. So if you have a spouse that's maybe going through something, that's when the two are better than one. If you're the stronger spouse at the time, then you help them out.
Sure.
We never have to walk alone. We have our spouses back, and they should have ours, too. And so I thought it was a good little nuggets I took away from it, and just a good scripture for that day. So,
well, very good, Tina.
I have your back, and you have mine.
Yep.
So I just think that's what spouses should do for each other.
Yeah.
So.
Wonderful. Very good. Well, guys and gals, I think that's going to bring us to the end of our podcast today. Man, what a wild journey it's been on.
It's been quite funny.
Found out about a missing beloved coffee cup that I didn't know about.
We've learned New Mexico is a state.
And we learned that you can't smuggle pythons in your pants.
Yeah, so it's an interesting Interesting podcast, to say the least.
Interesting indeed.
But that's what we're here for.
It is lots about something, and we definitely filled your day. We definitely filled your day with a bunch of somethings. We appreciate so much you hanging out with us. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your day and your week. If you're one of our 7 returning listeners, man, we're so thankful for you. Man, you guys are so faithful every single week to check out the podcast, so I appreciate that very much. If you're a new listener, welcome in. Thanks for joining us, hanging out. Hopefully you had a good time and enjoyed hanging out with us a little bit today. We'd love for you to connect with us. Best ways to do that are on Lots About Something Instagram page, Lots About Something TikTok page, or you can just hit the follow button on whatever platform that you're listening on, whether it be Apple Podcast, YouTube Music, or Spotify. You can also watch us on Spotify,
which I suggest this week.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't normally do that, you may want to. It's pretty funny. Christy's pretty funny on this episode.
I didn't see myself, so I'm gonna have to go back and watch it myself.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So, nonetheless, hey, we love you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, and we look forward to being able to spend time with you again very soon. Until then,
see ya.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a great one.